and low. The snows have covered up the ground. Your baby is hungry, sick and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise I'll treat you right. Thank you.
You know, the first time that woman quit me this month, she wouldn't even tell me why. I said, the first time that she quit me this month, wouldn't even tell me why. I couldn't eat, sleep, drink, work. That's all I could do to lay across my bed and cry. You know, the second time that girl left me this month, I really did lose my mind. I say the second time that she quit me this month, January, right? I really did lose my mind. Just gotta walk around talking to myself. Tell you the truth, I didn't know whether to drop or go blind. Slow, but I'm not stupid. The fourth time she left me this month, I was on her job. Yeah, I packed up all my stuff, moved back to the country. Ain't gonna hang around here for number five. this month.
Didn't know for 3 weeks she was dead.
got the New Jersey one. Good people, she's the best of all. I'll tell you why I love that woman. She can really do the Jersey crawl.
Friends around will steal her, years are gamble,
lost like summer away.
So you know it's going to be weird, right?
Well, you know, I can count the number of times that I've been in Asheville on the fingers of one finger. What? Yeah, that was it. I guess this one qualifies for a second finger, huh?
Guitar playing. It's okay.
Now, what can I say? Yeah. The electric chair, leave me alone. I appreciate the requests. I never do them. It's not because I'm a complete asshole. Yeah, it is.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
We're going to do two sets tonight, since there is no opening act. This is the opening act. simple tune medley. You play it on guitar? See, I'm a very brave guy. I've always had somebody in the band that plays better guitar than me. So we'll, geez, I forgot which ones we played last medley. Which ones were they? St. Anne's, really? Yeah, okay, we won't do St. Anne's again.
Temperance, real.
Which one?
Temperance.
Did we play Temperance?
Yes.
Did we twin it?
Well, no, you kind of faded the end out of it.
Oh, okay. I do that a lot. I know my best lick is this one. I'm famous for that one.
Thank you.
need Nancy for the last tune of the set. She probably thought that was going to be it, but I want to do one more. So we'll take a break. You all can buy refreshments,
yeah.
CDs.
Yeah! T-shirt?
World for me.
Yeah, but you know that these evil hearted women, Lord, they just do not leave me be. I was out in San Francisco. There was a great big rumbling on the ground. Yeah, I was out there. Yeah, the earth was trembling all around. Yeah, all them beautiful people caused a big earthquake coming to get them. Lord, wasn't nothing but them evil-hearted women trying to run me down. Best friend to kill me just so he would have it on his mind. I swear that ain't but just the one thing make me want to drink. I swear it's how you treat me. I begin to think,
hard.
that there's a lot just waiting for me. Straight is how it should be. I'll be smiling all the time. I'll get my hair cut, my sneakers shine. I said I like
to sleep late in the morning.
Where?
Don't like to wear those shoes.
What child?
To the
while I'm dead. Get drunk on the bottle. This gal told me today, she said, homely, you're wasting your life away. She said, it's scandalous how you pass your time. Yeah, you never make a dime. I said, I like to sleep late in the morning.
Like to wear those
shoes. Make love to the women while I'm living. You're drunk on a bottle of Jack Daniels. Was a gambling girl, boy, she gambled all around. Boy, she was a gambling girl, and she could lay her money down. She's all I got is gone. Now, dear old mama took a trip out west, and when she returned, little Miss D, you've been laid to rest. She's all I got is gone. D, your mama weep. D, your daddy mourn. Wouldn't have been so bad if the poor girl had died at home. She's all I got is gone. It wouldn't have been so bad if she'd only died at home. It had to do with how Delia earned her living. This song is about something that happened. I used to think it happened in Atlanta. It turned out it happened in Savannah, Georgia. Somebody sent me newspaper clippings. It was at the end of the 19th century. A prostitute named Delia was murdered by a pimp named Cuddy. Now, the murder of a prostitute by a pimp is supposed to be the second most common murder. The most common one being spousal murder, but the truth is they don't have very good statistics on what happens to prostitutes. It might be the most common one for all we know. So that's how Delia made her living, but it's not really, it doesn't do to say, just define her as a prostitute. See, because what happened when Dee was murdered was very unusual. Every other pimp, hustler, gambler, two-bit thief in Savannah took to the streets to get the guy that kicked Delia. They didn't get Cuddy. He went from house to house on the rooftops, but the cops got him. How did the cops know? Why should they care? Turn of the century, Savannah was a small town, and everybody knew everybody. And everybody loved Delia. You see Cuddy looking high, and Cuddy looking low. He's shouting his Delia down, good people, with a loaded 44. She's all I got is gone. You can call out your rubber-tired taxi or get your double-seated hack. Took Miss Delia out to the cemetery, but they did not bring her back. She's all I got is gone. Judge looked down at Cuddy. He says, now what's this noise about? It's all about them rounders, Judge. You know they were trying to take me out. She's all I got is gone. And they found Cuddy out in the barroom, drinking out a crystal cup. Sweet Miss Delia, 6 feet underground. Girl may never get up. She's all I got is gone. Cuddy asked the judge, what might be my fine? Judge looked down and told him, son, I'm gonna give you 9 to 9. She's all I got is gone. Judge looked down at Cuddy. He says, I'm gonna tell you a natural fact. Your body's gonna rot in a stinking jail cell till Miss Delia comes walking back. And that could be a long time. Cuddy's in the jail cell, but the poor boy could not sleep. Crying all around my bed each night, I hear little Delia speak. She's all I got is gone. It's my theory that Cuddy loved Delia as well as everybody else did. I think he was kind of like the guy who shot John Lennon. What was his name? Hinckley, was that the guy? No. Who was it who shot John Lennon?
Chapman.
I think Cuddy was like Chapman. He loved Delia so much, and he didn't know exactly what to do with it, so he shot him. He said, yeah, it's crying, Delia. Delia, how could it be? Loved all them pimps and gamblers, girl, you never had the time of day for me. She's all I got is gone. Crying, Delia, sweet Delia, how could it be? You loved all those rounders, girl, you never did love me. She's all I got. She's a I stopped performing for a little while.
Oh my God.
22 years. What was it about? I got burnt out. And I didn't realize it was burnout. I didn't think I would ever be burnt out. I love music too much. But at one point, I was on the road for 2 years without being home for 2 weeks. And during those 2 years before I broke up my band, I had a big band, you know, horns, fiddles. We still get together, but we can't afford to bring everybody down south yet. Yet. Anyhow, same guys, too. In those last 2 years, that band was the biggest draw in clubs in the United States. James Brown was second. Isn't that amazing? So anyhow, I stopped playing for 22 years, and I did the first recording I'd done in 17 years, because I did a record during part of that time. And it was just me and a guitar doing stuff like this. And Sucker got nominated for a Grammy. It was the first time my name was ever heard in the same paragraph as Grammy. It was the simplest record I ever did. The idea from the record came when I was doing a gig in Texas with Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. Maybe you know those guys. Birds. And we're sitting around backstage talking about how we got started, and I told them that I used to be one of the human seeing eye dogs for Reverend Gary Davis.
Now,
I don't know if you know who Reverend Gary Davis is, but he's from the Piedmont, you know. He was in Raleigh-Durham area, and he used to play in the streets of Raleigh-Durham along with Sonny Terry and Blind Boy Fuller. Three blind men. Hitchin musicians, everyone. So anyhow, they asked me if I could still play any of the Gary Davis stuff, and I hadn't played any of it in 20 years, but it was still on my fingers, and I think I'll try and play you one. I'll do one that's not on the CD. I never used to do the Reverend stuff in the days when I was touring, because he was around doing it, you know, and they made me realize that not only was he not around anymore, but not many of us learned directly from him. So this is one that isn't on the CD. This is Gary Davis' version of the Maple Leaf Rag. Salty lyrics. He used to sing, "Get it up, get it up, get it up in a hurry." Never mind. You had to have been there. No, that was it. That's all he sang for that one. Oh, man. you hear me talking to you, I ain't going down the big road all by myself. And if I can't carry you, girl, I'm gonna carry somebody else. I know the sun's gonna shine in my back. The sun, if can't you hear me talking to you? The sun's gonna shine in my back, no sun, sweet day. Yes, the wind's gonna come, children, blow these blues away. Now some people try to tell you, the wind, can't you hear me talking to you? People try to tell you, the weary blues ain't so bad. But that must not have been the same kind of weary blues that I had. Charlotte last night. I have to phrase in the town of, or else it sounds pornographic. And for some reason I decided to do this tune. This is an old folk tune. It's actually the first folk tune, or one of them, that I ever learned. And I didn't realize until I sang the second line that it has a little bit about North Carolina in it. So I'll figure I'm still in North Carolina. I may as well try it. You see, ever since "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" was a hit, you're allowed to do folk music without apologizing. In her hair, she wore a bow. parents, they don't scarcely like we. I guess your friends all feel the same. If I'm ripped down inside your book club, won't you please blot out my name? I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina. I did go. There I met a fine young woman, her name and day. I still don't know. Two CDs here. The other one was really interesting. Any of you know Diamond Rio? Okay, one of the founders of Diamond Rio was a guy named Gene Johnson, who used to play mandolin in my quartet. And if you go to the Diamond Rio page and you look on Gene Johnson's page, I'm very proud of this. He said that the high point of his musical career was a concert that he did in Carnegie Hall in New York City with a quartet. I understand he didn't want to say David Bromberg quartet, because a lot of the Diamond Rio fans might not have quite got what the hell he was doing playing with somebody named Bromberg. Anyhow, I did a concert in New York, and the guy who was mixing it, you know, at the soundboard, I didn't know, but he was recording it, and about... more than 20 years later, he came up to me and handed me a CD of it. And I listened to the thing. I didn't know we were that good. It's really nice. And I can't tell you where it was recorded, really, or Carnegie Hall would probably sue me. But it was nice. So they got that CD, and they also have one that this is the title tune for. Just about fall, you know, my used to be was knocking on my door. She comes crying, try me one more time. She come crying, try me one more time. Gotta take me back, try me one more time. She said, I know, Papa, I never did you right. I wanna rock you to sleep, baby. Every night she comes, try me one more time. She come crying, try me one more time. Daddy, take me back, try me one more time. Jack and Georgia crawl. The form behind, I gotta send the shift in motion, make you lose your mind. She comes crying, try me one more time. She come crying, try me one more time. Oh, daddy, take me back, try me one more time. Thank you. said, look here, mama, it's a natural fact. It's you who quit me. I'll never take you back. And she was trying one more time. She come crying, try me one more time. Daddy. And she said, supposed to promote a different record, but he liked mine better, and he got number one in all his districts, and he got fired for it. True story. He was supposed to be promoting a song by a good friend of mine, Loudon Wainwright, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, but he liked mine better, and they fired his ass, and it was a hit in Fargo, North Dakota, Wichita, Kansas, and Minneapolis was the biggest city. These are secondary markets. And I knew nothing about this at the time. And I was flying into Minneapolis while this was going on. At that time, I didn't even have a road manager. I was doing all the work, you know. And I got off the plane in Minneapolis. Oh, Mitch! I need Mitch to play this with me. Yeah, you can applaud. So I got off the plane and I went to the rental car counter to pick up the car we reserved. And while I'm standing there, there's an AM radio playing, and on comes my song. I was completely flabbergasted, so I said to the woman behind the counter, I said, do they play this often? She said, all the time. I'm sick of it. There, in a nutshell, is the story of my life. Well, this is the song. You know, I went to a carnival 2 years ago. No big deal. I had a Ferris wheel, same stuff, you know. I walked around the grounds until I found a little tent. And outside gave a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls around on a belly like a reptile. I was the same tired junk, except for one part. He said, we won't charge you money, you got to pay with your heart. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? Look around for a seat. The lights went low. Exactly like that. This girl, she got up on her tiptoes. She had little bitty feet. Big old toes, but just little bitty feet. And she proceeded to plie an entrechat, pas de deux, and do-si-do across the stable like, across the stage like this. Spoke to something deep within her. She loved that part of the stage. I mean, while all of us were watching. It was disgusting. I loved it. Standing there, she went like this. She went, the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist, and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the movements of her body were calling out my name. Yes. She went like this. She went. Look right at me. I must have jumped.
do you do to despair? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Well now, out come this dude with the curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard and a build like a grizzly bear. He said, cease and desist from the demonstrations. It's a termination of the show. If you desire to continue respiration, you best turn around and go. I didn't hang out. I went straight to the door, but on my way through, I heard that big bear roar. Oh, Sherry, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Well, every night the show played in town, I was right there, just a couple steps ahead of that belligerent bear, and it worked the way the man had predicted in his speech at the start, because when the carny left town, it took along a bunch of my heart, and I still get a pain up to the tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that Main Street horn. Oh, Sharon, woo, what do you do to these men? You know the same rally crowd that was here last night.
Super Bowl. That's like the official signal that you're done.
cry. How can you do it to me, babe? How can you stand there and watch me cry? She said, I got news for you. She said, Daddy, I can stand to watch you die. She took my ring off the nightstand, people. She put my grandfather's watch in pawn.
Thank you. there. It's been a real pleasure playing for you. Miss Corbin.